You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C.
C, senor.
Dimly lit room deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications Compound here on Little Friday. And today we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
In a move reminiscent of if GE rehired Jack Welch or the Yankees rehired Yogi Berra, our general manager on this August 11th, 2022 is arguing about Trump.
Kind of hurt.
Oh yeah. Mood is soured.
That's like kicking,
like old milk.
That was a kick in the testicle. I feel like I got. Like I had to get
this
down
one
on
of them.
Feel like I only have the one. Me and Hitler. I should get down on one knee.
Oh boy.
That hurt. Arguing about Trump.
Yeah.
Oh.
Another kick in the gut.
Big
going
finish
through
here.
The email, please. Oh Lord. I'm sure there's some way to do this. I've got to come up with some sort of filter that if I'm just not in the mood to deal with it, it filters out any email that contains any mention of the real estate developer from New York.
A Trump filter.
The orange fella.
I just watched an interview on CNN with Mick Mulvaney, who was Trump's chief of staff there for a while. Interesting dude. Very interesting dude. Crazy anti-Trump. For a while, then Trump got the nomination. Then he decided that's my guy. Got on board. Ended up being his chief of staff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, among things he said, and we're going to play later, he goes through the laundry list of why Republicans should be skeptical of the FBI, and it's pretty good. But he also said, instead of both sides saying the other side should release this information, why don't both sides? Why doesn't Trump release the warrant? Why doesn't the DOJ release the affidavit they used to get the warrant? And that would be helpful for the whole country. And him making the argument that saying, well, that's not the way we usually do things. We've gone so far past usually do things on this matter that we've got to look at it in different ways. So what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm torn because I see your point, absolutely, and Mick Mulvaney's point. But at the same time, I'm kind of grateful for adults acting like adults and not saying all the old rules are useless now. Now it's the Great War for the heart of America. Everything's changed. I don't know that it has.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's so damaging to have, particularly if releasing the information by the Department of Justice would make the hardcore Trump supporters are never going to believe it. It doesn't matter any difference. But that chunk of people that might be, geez, I don't know, 15-20% of America that's sympathetic for Trump, maybe voted for him but soured on him a long time ago. If the DOJ could release something that would make them say, oh, okay, I get it.
No, they can't. The DOJ can't release, we're investigating somebody for this, that, and the other for the purpose of souring the public opinion on them. That would be terrible. That'd be horrible. We're investigating Joe Getty for child pornography. Never mind that I've never looked at any. I'm horrified by the very idea of it. And I will, track down and choke to death anybody who engages in it willingly. But to put that out there, no, that's a horrible idea. Here's a better idea. Or it's a question. Why hasn't Trump put it out?
Because he likes the speculation.
Yes. Yes. And do you know how many people are fundraising off of this quote-unquote raid at this point? Having their supporters show your outrage, send me $20, and zillions of dollars are pouring in. And I, for one, am sick of it. Well, and I can't take it anymore.
For better or worse, Trump likes things chaotic.
Yes,
he does. So he's not in the business of calming things down. He likes stirring things up. And that's why he's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Wall Street Journal report that is out today that says the call came from inside the house? The tip-off was from someone at Mar-a-Lago, mm-hmm. And Mick Mulvaney says there would only be a handful of people that know where the boxes were. He said, I worked there. I was his chief of staff. I worked there for nearly 2 years. I didn't know he had a safe there. I mean, it had to be somebody that, like, was close enough to the president that knew what was up that was the tip-off. And he said, I don't know. I'm not around them anymore, so I don't know any names for you, anything like that. But he said there wouldn't have been 6-8 people that possibly had that level of knowledge about Mar-a-Lago. So who contacted the FBI or somebody?
Hmm.
That's what the Wall Street Journal is reporting today. So I don't know what that's all about.
You know, I'm trying to remember if I printed out the email from, I'm pretty sure it was from Paolo. Yeah. I was going to hold on to this for mailbag, but it's too appropriate right now. Guys, I've seen several reports that news of the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago was broken by Trump, meaning his people tipped off the media that the FBI was on hand at Mar-a-Lago.
When the FBI showed up at his home, he was skipping around and clicking his heels.
Right, sure.
He loved that. Oh, this is awesome. I'm back in the center of attention, and he is.
I've also seen speculation that it was prompted by a tip from a Trump insider as to, you know, the safe and what you were just describing. Is he clever enough to have tricked the FBI into believing the raid was justified, knowing that there would be nothing to find, leaving the FBI with egg on his face? Probably not, but maybe.
What was the publicist that would call People Magazine? John
Miller.
Did John Miller call the FBI? Just like he used to call People Magazine and talk about who he was dating, but who Trump was dating. Did John Miller call the FBI and say, yeah, I'm John Miller. I'm very, very, I'm John Miller. I'm very close to the president. Very, very, no one's closer. I'm very close to the president.
Closest.
And I'm telling you, he's got all kinds of archives, the best archives you've ever seen.
He stole George Washington's head from the archives. He has it in a safe at Mar-a-Lago.
The alien from Roswell, he's got it in his safe. Yes, Michael.
Can you imagine all this happened because of a Trump prank call?
Right. That is absolutely possible. Not the John Miller stuff, but it is possible that he lured the FBI into this. Absolutely possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they come up with nothing and it don't look good at all.
He has only the best
none of this archives. None of this is good.
None of this is good. No. As we were saying a couple of weeks ago when that survey came out of record low trust in all our institutions, that is not good. I don't care what your politics are. that is not going to turn out well.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to discuss that very question. Angry emails juxtaposed against some, to me, brilliant writing about why the burn everything down attitude is so wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, mom and dad are in a knife fight in the kitchen, and all the kids can do is say, go dad or go mom. Nobody seems concerned that mom and dad are in a knife fight in the kitchen.
Oh, jeez.
It's not going to end well. It's going to end disastrously. Go my team. Go my team. I'm sick of it. Like I said, I'm not going to pretend it's normal or it's healthy or yay for my team. Mom and dad are going to end up dead in the kitchen. Mom's the Constitution and dad is justice.
Or certainly the marriage is coming apart.
Yeah, yeah. And it has to stay together.
Right.
Doesn't have to be happy.
Just short of knife fights. Let's start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. On this, it is Thursday, August 11th, the year 2022. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Okay, let's leap into action. Then officially, according to FCC rules and regulations, searching the safe of your conscience to try to get to the truth. Here we go at Mark.
Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%.
So that.
Oh, I thought the zero was the number of Democrats who actually want him to run again.
So that came out while we were on the air yesterday, and I wanted to play that again because I take in a lot of news from a lot of different sources, and only Fox played that. Everybody else played portions of his speech yesterday and left that out. You going to tell me that that was an accident?
Wow.
Because it didn't make any sense. I mean, it technically is fine, but politically is a lie. Because technically inflation did not go up from June to July.
No, but it can. Well, go ahead,
sir. But walking out in front of people when things are multiples more expensive than they were a couple of years ago and saying we have no inflation is crazy. We're at 8.5% inflation, the highest aside from the previous month that we've had in 40 years. So to walk out and say it's zero is just, I mean, that's trying too hard to spin a story.
I was just reading about the horrific, horrific gun violence in Philadelphia, where, by the way, they have a George Soros-supported, I almost said soft on crime, practically apathetic about crime, DA. And the bloodletting is just terrible in Philly. For some reason, you don't hear about it as much as Chicago or whatever. But and if they have the same horrific record murder rate from July to August, and the mayor of Philadelphia gets up and says, 0% growth in the murder rate. That is a lie. It's a brutal, dishonest abuse of the office. It's still world record murders. It just happens to be the same world record as last month. What are you doing?
Yeah. That's a heck of an odd way to handle it. But anyway, my point was that none of the other media played that portion of his speech because they knew it was, you know, something you'd
have to... It's not good for their team.
You'd have to explain really hard to make it work. Anyway, so you've already mentioned mailbag and said it was fantastic and maddening. So yesterday's...
I don't think I said that.
Yesterday's general manager was swirling mists of uncertainty.
Something like
today
that.
Today it is arguing about Trump.
Yes.
We're on a roll.
You know, it was our biggest mistake, coming back from vacation and working a full week.
You got to
probably
ease.
3 days, four max.
Yeah, you should ease back into it.
Right.
You can't go from vacation to a full work week. You'll crack your brain. Your brain
getting
will crack.
Getting off the couch and just full sprint. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's not good for you. So we got all
especially
that
for an older fella, right?
Oh, we got all that stuff on the way. Lots to catch up on. Man, Ukraine blasted the hell out of some Russian planes, which is awesome. Among other things, here's our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
The
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Here's a great counterfactually or pretend history or whatever they call that from yesterday's headlines. What if the Iranians had succeeded in assassinating John Bolton? What if they had pulled off that plot? How would we have reacted? We'll talk about that later because, yeah, that story came out yesterday.
Yipes.
Thank God they didn't succeed, and not just because, you know, I'm thinking about the mustachioed's health. I think our response would have been pretty strong.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, absolutely. I heard a report about some American resident. He's an Iranian, I guess, back in the day, but he's been abducted and held now by Iran, one of many political prisoners. They're executing people like crazy. That regime is so evil, and it's worth remembering as they try to get nukes. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. From the great Alexis de Tocqueville, it's one of my faves. Democracy and socialism have nothing in common but one word, equality. But notice the difference. While democracy seeks equality in liberty, socialism seeks equality in restraint and servitude. The old RNS. You don't want them. Mailbag. Woo-hoo! Got a couple of fabulous pieces of email that I think may be just a little bit too long for mailbag. But we'll see. New primary game, writes Tom. His policies are a 10, but he's a dumpster fire of a human. I think I know what you're hinting at there, Tom, my boy. Oh, boy. It's the TikTok game on politics. In a totally unrelated email, Sideshow Bob writes on the topic of Trump. Heard you guys wondering aloud yesterday, why is there so much attention on the dealings of Donald Trump today, even though he's been in business for decades? It's being investigated by every level of government all of a sudden now. Bob writes, I think if you're able to ask Al Capone or John Gotti, they'd say, if you're going to work outside the law, don't let the spotlight shine on you too brightly. I always like to say, if you want to get away with shady shizzle, stay in the shadows. What do you think, Joe? Could that get me in that book of quotations? I mean, it does have a certain Seussian quality to it, right? That's a pretty good one.
Shady shizzle.
Shady shizzle. Shiznizzle. Let's see. Beware the Ides of April, writes Alvin in Berserkly, California. Soon to be 11 years listening. Looking forward to the oven mitts. Yeah, they're on the way. I wanted to give you my take on the 87,000 new IRS agents. I'm going to stop him there. I didn't want to quibble. It's come up a lot. It's 87,000 employees. And we've actually got some news clips later on in the show about how utterly incapable of doing their job the IRS is. They don't have enough anybody. The millions of phone calls that go unanswered from people trying to get help on their taxes, they're understaffed at the IRS. Now, if they do send out a bunch of agents to vex and beset and torture middle-class America, that's no good. I hate that idea. But they're understaffed. Anyway,
well, they are promising X number of billions of dollars because of audits. So somebody's going to be doing that.
And enforcement in general. Right. But Alvin makes a really good point. There's now a requirement to report if you're an independent contractor of any kind and you receive more than $600 from a client. You'll have to get a 1099 from that person or business. This will be a pain in the neck for you and whoever hires you. Imagine you have an occasional house cleaner or gardener. Oftentimes, people of not much income have workers like this. Many times, these workers are undocumented migrants without social security numbers who may not pay taxes. This is one of the reasons Pelosi put this in a previous COVID bill. The Democrats really want to get the underground economy to come out of the shadows and pay taxes.
Wow.
Interesting.
Thinking as a single parent who uses babysitters a lot, how many people follow the letter of the law on babysitters and taxes and all that sort of stuff? Practically nobody, I'm guessing.
Right. And gardeners and housekeepers and whatever else. Yeah. It's a good point, Alvin. You're going to see a hell of a lot more enforcement of that sort of thing.
Which, by the way, fits in with a piece I read last night about opportunity cost in your own life and whether or not you should hire people to do things as opposed to have more free time and this and that. It's really interesting. I want to
that reminds me, Sleeve Boy, you're late with my sleeves.
Sorry. More news on the way. Also, if you miss an hour, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I read the document with great interest. I had not seen it before. I was not aware of many of the specifics in it, although obviously I'd long had a general understanding of what the threat was. And I think it's quite correct to say many other Americans are in the targets of this regime.
This was not an idle threat. And this is not the first time we've uncovered brazen acts by Iran to exact revenge against individuals on U.S. soil.
So that was John Bolton and his mustache, who was the national security advisor under Trump. The Iranians targeted him for assassination, we now know. And also Matt Olson, former national security advisor. I don't know his name. I know a number of people were targeting, including Pompeo, the Secretary of State. The Iranians were trying to pull off assassinating some of our top public officials. Thank God they didn't succeed. And not just, you know, because I don't want those poor gentlemen to die at the hands
certainly
of an assassin.
Not. Right.
What the hell would our response have been to Iran? Do you have what do you think? Would we have bombed Tehran? It would have to be pretty over the top. You got to take out the Ayatollah, don't you? Target
Why?
Him immediately.
Easier said than done. Put a bug in his beard. I don't know. Tracking device. Well, we rubbed out Soleimani,
right.
So obviously...
game on.
It's on. You're right. So in answer to your question, what would we have done? I don't know. Maybe we would have called our friends the Israelis, fellas with fast motorcycles some damage.
If I'm a certain kind of talk show host, I'm yelling at you with your moral equivalence. We rubbed out Soleimani, who was recognized worldwide
moral equivalence?
As a terrorist. That's not the... It's not, well, you did that, so we did this. You can't kill innocent heads of state who have committed no crimes versus a murderer. Those aren't,
well,
you know, well, you did
no,
that,
I'm
you
not,
did that.
Well,
it's
yeah, I know.
Sickening, your attitude.
Oh, it's fun to be a punching bag. It's more fun than I imagined. That wasn't my argument at all, clearly. Just that things had been ratcheted up to a very, very high level. So what would we have done? Gosh, I don't know. It would have been ugly and big, though. It would have been a message that Oh, no, you don't.
Well, you got to.
You want to put your hand above mine on the time-honored who goes first in baseball tradition? Yeah, you're not going to like the next hand. So, yeah, you've got to make it too expensive to ever do that sort of thing again.
Right. Yeah. So, and who knows how that would have roiled the world. So, thank God it never happened.
Yeah, no kidding. Bolton was actually dryly humorous talking about the hit plot, number 63, Michael.
$300,000 price tag on your head.
Well, I was embarrassed at the low price. I would have thought it would have been higher, but, you know, I guess maybe it was an exchange rate problem or something.
I'm worth 300 grand?
That seems a little low. I was the national security advisor.
Seems a little low.
I was in favor of bombing the Soleimani. 300 grand? That's an insult. The other thing I took from that clip is it's another sign of how incredibly low unemployment is. Wolf Blitzer still has a job.
No, oh, wow.
So, anyway.
Your hatred of Wolf Blitzer, it will never recede.
Bolton said one more thing I think worth airing. How about number 65, Michael?
I don't know what else to say. I think we ought to put the kibosh on these negotiations and deal with the growing threat that Iran poses and not try to appease them.
Yeah, he's talking about the Iran nuke deal, which is, I guess, they've hashed out something or other, and now it's gone back to Iran and Washington, and each side's deciding whether they can live with it. Meanwhile, Iran is trying to violate it as fast as they can and as egregiously as they can, and this is going to end badly. You know, I would have thought this situation would have worked itself out by now, by 2022, the whole Iran trying to get a nuke as fast as they can, and Israel saying, the second we think they have one, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows?
I'm looking at the bank of TVs real quick, and ABC News has their little banner at the bottom, says, fallout over FBI raid. That's not the MSNBC version of the story. You're using the word raid, which I'm told by Morning Joe is off limits. You're suggesting there is fallout in, to me, suggests that that's appropriate. So, yeah. What an interesting political move. Maybe there's no politics involved at all. Maybe it's just the Attorney General. Maybe it's just the Justice Department treating Trump exactly the same way they'd treat anybody else. Of course, I'm not sure that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, I mean, if you asked me, picture this, tell me if this is real, realistic. Trump took some stuff as memorabilia that belongs in the archives, personal correspondence, that sort of thing. And the National Archives said, no, we want it. Go get it. And a bunch of bureaucrats filled out the forms, said, go get that stuff. Yeah, I could believe that.
No, man, if you went into a former president's home with all those FBI agents surrounded his house for that, no, that is not going to play well politically. Mick Mulvaney.
Oh, see, you're in favor then. Jack gets to be the punching bag now. You're in favor of every decision made by justice to be run through a political filter. Who's in? Who's out? Justice for me, not for thee.
Yeah, you don't want the president to be above the law, but special treatment for political reasons? I mean, if you cause a freaking revolution or thousands dead in the street, I'm not sure that you get to stand behind, well, we're going to treat everybody the same. I'm not sure that works. I don't know. We're a nation of laws, not men. I'm arguing with myself here. Mick Mulvaney made the point, though, in terms of the preserving record stuff, which I have heard legal experts of every stripe, by the way, even your MSNBC types, ABC, whatever, along with Fox, say, you can't go into the house just to preserve records. I mean, that can't be it. That better not be it. So lots of people think that's a bad idea. But he was talking about the preserving records thing. And so if you're the president and you're sitting at your desk and you're figuring out, you know, I'm going to give a speech on something. You start and that's stupid. And you wad it up and throw it in the trash. Somebody runs over and grabs that out of the trash and unwads it and puts it in a folder. That's just the way it works. Isn't that something?
Yep. It is. Yeah, it's crazy. Michael, just let the record show that we had something different planned. I had said it would be fun and lifestyle-y, but Jack hijacked the segment to talk about Trump.
Because he can't shut up.
Let the record show. It's Jack's fault. We're now talking about Trump again.
And then I will take those records home.
Damn you.
I'll take those records home and put them in a box in my basement.
I went through Melania's underwear drawer.
So I don't know that story. I haven't heard that story. Have you heard that story? There's
Trump put it out. Literally that they went through the closet, I guess.
Because some people are really outraged that they went through her clothing.
See, you're stupid if you think that, all right? You need to not vote, and for God's sake, never email us.
Well.
Now, you either think the FBI serving of the warrant and search was justified, or it wasn't. And if you think it wasn't, okay, that's a perfectly reasonable opinion, and I respect it. I might agree, I might disagree. It's a reasonable opinion. But if you think, again, to take Trump out of it, although Jack will bring it back to Trump inevitably, if they're searching my house for, I don't know, the pot, okay? They serve a warrant. They sweep through the house. One of the agents heads for our closet. And the head agent says, whoa, no, no, don't go in the closet. His wife's clothes are in there. What is your view of the world? You're too dumb to vote if you think that. Okay? I'm tired of it. I will not pander to idiots anymore. Speaking of marking the record, mark the record. Today is the day Joe will pander to morons no more.
I actually heard an FBI agent or somebody who's involved with FBI raids regularly said, that's the first place you look. That's where the stuff almost always is in the wife's, clothing drawers. Almost always. The stuff you're looking for, which is hilarious.
That's where my stuff is.
Kind of
if
funny.
The FBI is listening, save yourself time and trouble. Go straight to the closet.
Anyway, yeah, we got lots of other stuff. Gas keeps going down. That's good, right? You know, for whatever reason. Actually, a lot of it is because people are driving so much less. Have you seen the numbers on that?
I just saw the headline.
So the president can take credit for, trying to take credit for zero. We have 0% inflation. A lot of it being gas went down. And gas went down because demand went down so much. So it's, prices set on supply and demand. And there's a lot more supply because people, we're driving less than we did during the pandemic because gas got so expensive.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, it's really quite amazing.
Really good, interesting economic information of that sort. And what a big lie the zero inflation that the great Graham POTUS said the other day. What a lie that is. Plus, what I was going to do before Jack hijacked the segment was because Tehran is one of the worst cities in the world to live, I was going to give you the list of the best and worst cities to live.
Tehran's on the list of worst cities to live.
But it's not the worst.
Wow. Wow.
Not even close.
Okay, stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Things I'm looking forward to talking about. One, I've read a great piece about opportunity costs that hopefully is going to change the way I live my life. So that's important.
In terms of, that's a concept that blew my mind when I first came across it, opportunity cost. It seems kind of obvious once you learn it, but it's important.
And in terms of your personal life and, you know, whether it's worth hiring somebody to do this so you have more free time to do that, et cetera, et cetera. Also, the whole Fifth Amendment thing. Trump took the Fifth Amendment like 400 times or something yesterday, and that's become a topic of conversation. The Fifth Amendment, what's it for? How is it viewed? That I think is pretty interesting.
Yeah, and I would like to apologize for calling people stupid. If people smarter than me routinely called me stupid, that would be very hurtful. I apologize. I blame the COVID. I believe I still have COVID fatigue. It's made me tired and irritable to blame my ill will on a disease is also weak. So I apologize for that.
Wow. Joe's on his apology tour.
Well, I just, I don't know. I just don't know.
Apologizing too much is also a sign of something.
You know, it's interesting. Just a little internal on-air meeting here. The email, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com, is a wonderful resource. I mean, just tremendous. Y'all do a great job of keeping your eye out and saying, hey, did you guys see this? Or offering really great insight. Or I've got this data scientist, an email, James the data scientist, who wants to talk about the Joe Biden zero inflation thing and how incredibly dishonest it is. And he lays it out beautifully. It's a wonderful resource. On the other hand, the angry, you know, half-wit troll crowd, it just... Usually it doesn't bother me. Some days it does, though. You know why it bothers me, I think? I grew up, you know, reading the biographies of the great Americans and the great ideas and the founding documents and really revering them and got to perhaps an older age than I should have with you could call it idealistic, you could call it noble, or you could call it naive idea that this country and its governance is about a competition between ideas and philosophies, as opposed to just trying to anger the mob or whip them up or make them afraid so that they run in this direction or that and give money and vote. I mean, the great ideas, please, nobody even gives a crap, especially in modern, media and social media driven politics. So there are some days that really gets me down. And, you know, I just got to get over it.
Mm.
Anyway, I also apologize for the length of that soul-cleansing little screed. Here are your best and worst places to live in the world.
I don't want to bog it down, but can you give me just an idea of the criteria?
Where is the methodology? Supported by, economic stability, political stability, good infrastructure, health care, cultural opportunities, entertainment, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So if you're a person who just cherishes small town living, this list might not be appropriate for you. But anyway, it seemed reasonable. But the U.S. does not make the best list nor the worst. The 10 best places. Counting up Osaka, Japan, and Melbourne, Australia, which tied.
Okay.
Amsterdam. Toronto, Frankfurt, Germany, Geneva, Switzerland. You're 50 times richer than me if you can afford to live in Geneva.
Yeah, that's great. That's thanks for the heads up that it'd be nice to live in Geneva, Switzerland. I mean, what the hell?
Vancouver, Canada. You could live there, maybe. Yeah.
Vancouver's nice.
Calgary, Canada. Nice job, Canada. Zurich, Switzerland. Again, if I could, I would. Copenhagen, Denmark. And number one, Vienna, Austria, one of the great cultural capitals of all Western civilization, which I'm told is white supremacy,
Is
a load of crap.
I'm glad you did that caveat for all the people out there who don't live in giant cities and don't want to. I mean, those of you who live in cities and have your whole life assume that everybody either does or wants to, but there's gazillions of people around the world that have no interest in living in a city. I don't care how many museums you have or how many sports teams you have. I don't have any interest in living in your giant city, is true for many, many, many people.
I would point out that several of those cities are not giant cities by any stretch of the imagination. They're small cities. They're big towns, small cities.
Yeah.
I mean, Calgary is not a huge city.
No, it's not.
Not to get hung up on that. Here are your worst places to live, and if you have already bought a house in these places, I'd see if you could get out of the contract. Counting down from the 10th worst to the worst, Tehran, Iran, number 10. Number 9, Douala, Cameroon. Number 9, Harare, Zimbabwe. Counting down, Dhaka, Bangladesh. Port Moresby, PNG, which I had to look up, is Papua New Guinea.
Okay.
Which is right on the ocean. It looks, geographically, it looks like it would be spectacular.
If they could get their act together governance-wise, would probably be a vacation paradise that would bring in gazillions of dollars a year. But lots of places, I always use the example of Tijuana versus San Diego. It's just the only difference between those two places is government.
That's right. That's right. And worth remembering. Where were we? Karachi, Pakistan is fifth from the bottom. That's a shame because it's beautiful this time of year. Algiers, Algeria. So nice. They named it twice. Your number three worst is Tripoli, Libya. Hard to believe there are worse places than Libya.
I got to believe you're cutting it pretty thin, distinguishing between these places at this point.
Number two.
I mean, you're in Tripoli and you move to that Papua New Guinea place. Do you notice this an extreme jump in your happiness?
Hey, honey, this is nice. I am really loving Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, compared to that crap hole in Tripoli. Number two, Lagos, Nigeria. And your number one, worst place in the world to live, Damascus, Syria.
Really? Wow. Yeah, I got to believe living in Syria, pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
And they go through the list, crime, terrorism, civil unrest, kidnappings, maritime crime, so piracy. Just craziness.
A lot of Russians thought some town I can't pronounce in Crimea was a good place to be yesterday, as it's a vacation spot since the Russians took that part of Ukraine away from them back in 2014. Ukraine bombed the bejesus out of it yesterday in an act that is seen as possibly a game changer in this war. They're certainly going to have to change the strategy of the Russians. We'll talk about that more maybe at some point in hour two. But special forces of Ukraine getting deep into Crimea, the base from which the Russians have been sending munitions and troops and supplies of all different kinds. And the Ukrainians got in there and blew up a bunch of planes and a whole bunch of stuff yesterday. It's awesome.
Oh, which reminds me, we have some great information compiled by one of our fabulous listeners about corruption in the Russian military that we never got to. That's just so interesting. Maybe that, squeeze that in hour two as well.
Cool.
Plus, are some folks on the right not against a banana republic? They're rooting for it. There's been a lot of banana republic talk in reference to the serving of the search warrant, the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Are some of you people actually against a banana republic? Because one prominent thinker thinks you're not.
I like bananas so much, that term is always plays games in my brain.
I, too, am a huge fan of the banana.
Mm-hmm. My kids love
bananas. I prefer to pronounce it.
If you miss an hour of the show, you can get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand. I know you can't listen to all 4 hours. We do 4 hours. That seems like an awful lot of hours. But if you can't listen to all 4 hours, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand. All those things we mentioned to you and a whole bunch more on the way. The news cycle never slows down in the modern world ever. Welcome to the spicy times.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.